Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We are brought to you as usual by two sponsors, Life's First Naturals and LongevityPlaybook.com. I'll talk more about those in a few minutes. But the main story this week that I want to talk about is measles. Now, we'll go to a number of other topics, but you've got to forgive me for this one because I really feel strongly. You got to be kidding. 1 in 20 people with measles is hospitalized. It more in adults who get it than kids. So you want to make sure if you're an adult, you got the measles vaccine. But 1 in 20 is hospitalized of kids. 3 in 1,000 die. The vaccine is 97% effective. And you don't get your kid vaccinated, 3 in 1,000 kids who get it die, and you don't get your kid vaccinated, the complication rate is less than 1 in 4 million from the vaccine. That is the serious complication rate. And 3 in 1,000 are dead with it. Maybe having your kid die after not vaccinating him for measles should at least get a manslaughter charge. Let me go through the data. If you look at all of the childhood vaccines, you are 40,000 times more likely to prevent a serious problem as to cause one. And for any one of those, such as the measles in this case, it's a 4 million to 1 shot. It's like putting a dollar down on a roulette wheel with a chance of winning 4 million or losing a dollar. I'd take that dollar lay down every time. And that's what is with measles. So please get your kids vaccinated, especially against measles. The ruling by the Florida, I guess he's Secretary of Health, although you might call him Secretary of Death the way he ruled, at least in my humble opinion. But the ruling was that parents could make the decision on whether their kids, with or without measles, go to school. Just imagine one of the kids with measles goes to school, was wearing a mask. Okay, so the mom puts a mask on him, thinking that's safe, and he puts a KN95 or an N95, and it is relatively safe as long as he's wearing it. Kid goes to the bathroom, coughs while he's in the john or while washing his hands. The measles virus stays in the air for 2 hours. Every other kid coming to that bathroom then gets exposed, and it's hugely and highly contagious. And out of the, whatever it is, 400 kids that go there, one of them is going to die. And to me, that's crazy if one of those kids is not vaccinated and dies. Does the kid who had the measles then get caught on a manslaughter charge? How about the parent of the kid who let the kid go to school? To me, this is really a crazy situation. Everyone should get the measles vaccine, one. And two, every kid who is unvaccinated should stay home from school. And every kid with measles should stay home from school until they get totally over it and not infective to other kids. Okay, so I've gone far enough on the childhood vaccines. This is 1191, but 1190B is Paul Offit, who talks about vaccine development. He is the master of vaccines at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, either number one or two children's hospital in the world, and he is a developer of one of the vaccines, rotavirus vaccine, that has saved tons, millions of kids worldwide from diarrheal illness and death in other countries where they can't or don't do as good hydration with the kids who do get that. What are the other stories this week? Well, hyperbaric oxygen, going to 2 liters in women with radiation damage after breast cancer, helped prevent fibrosis, helped prevent the radiation injury to the breast after it was all over, meaning after the breast cancer was eradicated. My other major story that I want to cover, and there are two other major ones that I want to cover, but they both are involving kids. And again, this is parents' problems in my mind. And this one is kids who die in auto accidents. It turns out that of the kids who die in auto accidents, and you can write down your guess on this, and then I'll say how many involved an impaired driver. And of the kids who die in auto accidents, how many were driven by the impaired driver? Well, it turns out 20% of child passenger deaths in auto accidents from 1982 to 2020, that's over that 38-year period, 20% involved a impaired driver, and 69% of those were driving the kid. Is that ridiculous that the father or mother had a blood alcohol level in an impaired area? And the higher the level, by the way, the less likely the kid was to be buckled in. And 69% of the kids who died were riding with their parent or with the impaired driver, and their parent being the impaired driver. So this is about as ridiculous as it gets. If you're going to drink, get an Uber. If you've got responsibility for your kid, don't drive. If you have a kid in the car, make sure they buckle their seatbelts. Those are three basic rules. One, if you're responsible for your child, don't drink. Two, if you're responsible for your child and need to get someplace and you've drank, get an Uber or a Lyft. And three, if you're responsible for your child, buckle the kid up no matter what. Those are the basic messages. Now, the second message, if you will, in kids is almost all of the kids, that is, they looked at teenagers who overdosed and died, 15,963 of them. This was not kids who died. This is kids who had abuse. Almost all of them said they were using drugs to feel mellow, calm, or relaxed, and to stop worrying about a problem. And they used them alone, which is even more dangerous because they had no one to try and help them. 84% of them used marijuana. It comes amid a growing evidence linking marijuana and psychiatric disorders. And as I said, they did it by themselves, which increases deadly overdoses. And of course, the parents never saw it coming. It's almost like we should give a license to people before they decide to have children or before we decide to have them get pregnant. In any case, these three stories are major stories for me. One, measles, get your kids vaccinated. And if your kid has measles or hasn't been vaccinated, don't send them to school. Two, if you're driving with a kid, if you're responsible for a kid, don't drink. If you've drank, get an Uber or Lyft, leave your car where it is. And in every case, make sure your kid is buckled up before you drive. And the next item is learn about your kids' habits, and maybe you can find out if they use marijuana. And if they are, worry about, are they using it to hide anxiety, to hide something else? And if they're using it alone, there's trouble, and you may need to get them some counseling. Now, there are a bunch of other studies this week, but those are so major that I wanted to emphasize those and hope that is okay. Those are the only stories this week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Now, we're brought to you as usual by Longevity Playbook. We didn't talk about anything with longevity in it except getting your kids vaccinated and getting your kids in seatbelts and not drinking while driving are all things that will help you live younger for longer. Imagine what it would feel like to have your kid die in an auto accident because you were drunk and you survived. By the way, those are almost all single vehicle accidents. It's not someone else is drunk and hitting you. It is you're drunk and hitting a tree or something. Life's First Naturals is the other sponsor. Go to their website and see the benefits of a probiotic and a bovine colostrum in stopping bloating, leaky gut, and, of course, the feeling of getting an upper respiratory infection. Life'sFirstNaturals.com. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Tune in to 1191B. We have a great session on memory coming up. I hope you'll enjoy it. We'll be back next week. Well, we're back whenever you download us at You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's on Radio MD and iHeart. Thanks again.